Well, it is Tuesday of the 16th week of Ordinary Time. You may or may not have heard yesterday that I am actually not in the Boston area. I'm in Cleveland, and as I mentioned, I got there by train. I don't like to fly, and so I'm in the midst of a retreat in Cleveland. We're actually listening to Sister Breege McKenna, if you've heard of her. Or heard her, that's who we're listening to. I'm actually experiencing this for the first time. Now, I'm speaking to you before the fact because I'm doing this the week before, actually the day, 2 days before I'm set to take the train out to Cleveland. So I'm not telling you as it's happening, I'm telling you before it happens, and I'll be able to tell you more when I come back. So in the meantime, we are actually giving you programs that are fairly relevant. They are recorded a little bit before than normally they are. Usually I do them beginning the Sunday prior to that week. So the Sunday of the week, actually, that we're beginning. So they're feeling more. And this time it's a few days before that. So they'll be fine. And there is something I'm reflecting on. We're going through a rather interesting time in our country, as we all know. And part of this whole interesting time is this division. So if you're seeing this division happen, your first response is usually, and I'm saying usually because obviously it's not going to be ours, your first response usually is to determine which side of the division you are on and to decide why you are on the division, what is the problem with the other side of the division, and how you can defeat the other side of the division. And you're going to hear all about doing that up and down the radio dial, including on some Catholic, in some Catholic media. And you will hear that up and down the radio dial of different forms. We are on this side, they are on that side, and they are the ones we must defeat politically or whatever the case may be. However, you probably have listened to this program long enough to know that's not the way that I really believe we should work. And you're going, well, wait, Father. Well, let's show you where we're going. One of the greatest sources of division, as I've explained to you, is, and I believe it is actually brought in a division, we'll say, in various levels, is the tactics that are being used that are Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. Now, you can tell those tactics are being used very, very easily. What'll happen is the other group will always be sparking anger, because when they can keep you angry, or when they can keep you afraid, or when they can keep you upset, then they can manipulate you to do what they want you to do. And that's actually one of the things that Saul Alinsky was principled about. Keep that thing going. Keep that anger going. Keep that. And by doing that, now you've got the emotional charge that you can get people to respond. Good. That's what they're doing. So what is the ultimate response? Well, a lot of people say, well, that tactic works for them. Let's do the same tactic for us. And there it goes. And people will build people up in anger, and they'll get people, and this is what we need to do, and charge them, and off we go to the races. But this is a Catholic program, and we are involved in doing the work of Christ. So now I'm going to ask you, how do we respond? Well, do know that you have, whichever side of the division you're on, you have these groups that want to get you angry so that you will be going up and you will be charging or doing whatever is necessary to silence the other side. And you can hear this on both sides. And you may be able to hear it from one side or the other. But, and this has really come out in the past few days, that I'm really realized that this is the way it works. And I'll explain to you why. But I will do in just a little while. What are we called to do? Well, we're not called to be manipulated by people manipulating our anger or frustration or our fear. We're called to focus in trust in the Lord. Now, remember what I said during COVID? I said, do not wear the mask because the governor tells you to wear the mask, but I told you to wear the mask. Why are you wearing the mask? Because you are obeying the governor in the name of Christ. Therefore, as Christ has asked you to wear the mask, that's where your obedience is. And you might, you know, that's why I said, do not fight that battle. Do not walk around and say, I don't believe in wearing the mask. Don't fight that battle. If the governor or the mayor has told you to wear the mask, then wear the mask, because if you fight the battle, you're fighting the wrong battle. However, if you recognize that your ultimate goal is to serve Christ, then as you serve Christ, then you will be doing his will, and that is your role. So when the governor says, wear the mask, and someone says, I don't want to wear the mask, and even they say to you, why are you wearing the mask? You're being submissive. No, I am wearing the mask because I am doing what I'm called to do in obedience to Christ. And we're called, unless it's something completely unjust, we're called to follow the pattern now of what Christ calls us to do. Now, there are people that may complain about that, but we're going to talk about what all that means on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this.
Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube.
And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website, you can read the blog, you can join our Substack newsletter, you can listen to the archives of the show, you can do all kinds of things over there on CatholicAudioMedia.com. Hey, I put up Doris's guitar the other day, if you want to check that out over at the Substack newsletter. If you want to go directly to the newsletter, it is CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com. And one of my favorite little stories, Doris's guitar. It actually, I wrote it after my guitar actually broke when I was on a retreat. And the story itself is complete fiction. However, I kind of put this together, and you might enjoy it. It's a little bit kumbaya in the liturgy, but it's really not about that. It's really a deeper understanding talking about the resurrection of Christ. So anyway, there you go. So we're talking about that. So remember what I said. So you have these two sides, and you have one side saying, oh, this is what you have to do, and they want to get you angry so that you will be upset and you will act on their call for your anger. Now, there's another side that is saying, don't you see that this is what they're doing to you? And they're getting you angry so that you will get upset and you will act on your anger. And what's happening is you see this division going back and forth as one side says, this is how we defeat the other. And it goes back and forth. But remember, we are servants of Christ. What are we called to do? Not get involved in that at all. We're called to focus on Christ. That's why I said, when you're wearing the mask, to wear the mask if the governor says to do so, and do it because you are serving Christ. Now, there, I also led you to understand the words of Walter Wink. And Walter Wink based his community organizing on the Sermon of the Mount by Jesus, and also the words, especially Ephesians 6:10 and following, by St. Paul about spiritual warfare. So we want to look at that. Our battle is not against human forces, as St. Paul says, but against principalities and powers. It's against ideas, it's against philosophies, and it's against spiritual forces. Remember, Saul Alinsky calls people to emulate Lucifer to build a just society, a virtual impossible act, but that is what he calls people to do. And they teach that at certain local universities. Emulate Lucifer and gives you all these tactics to do that. And it's all about building division, keeping people angry. And you can, there is a Catholic ministry very popular among certain people. And I've been watching it for a while. And finally, I've talked to some people and I says, I've finally figured out they've blinked and they have revealed themselves not to be who they say they are. Now, going to leave it at that. There was a, and if you watch them extremely well, you don't have to watch them super carefully, you can see they use those same Sololinsky tactics to get you to bring down the church in the name of building up the church. Always be careful of people who do that. So you're kind of looking at that whole thing, you're watching that whole thing, and you're seeing that if you focus on Christ, you will be able to understand the battle that is going on between those two groups, not be part of it, and watch the other thing. And this is the most important. The Lord will show you the real battle and show you the actions to take. And you know that if you're doing the actions that God calls you to do, you will not be in a battle. You will be leading people to Christ, which is the ultimate battle. Do you understand that? So you, do you see that? So while this battle is going on, we're called to lead people to Christ because that's the ultimate battle. Do you understand that? So we're not actually talking about any kind of warfare. We're not talking about any kind of actual political battle and joining in the political battle. What we are talking about is bringing the Lord's actions and his battle against those forces that want to see the destruction of all that is good. And our role in focusing on doing the Lord's will help bring that come about. And it's not going to be anything that is illegal or antagonistic or anything. It'll all simply be focusing on Christ and allowing Christ do the battle for the good of all. Powerful thing. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.